Hello.
Hey, Ed. Sorry I missed your call, brother. I was just finishing up with another client.
Oh, no, you're fine.
All right. So, go ahead.
I say I finally got my dad here with me, too, so I'll get him on the phone in a second to talk to you as well.
Okay, awesome. Perfect.
I got the advertising guy in me. Hold on one second.
Yeah, take your time, brother. No problem at all.
Hold on a second. They're having a spiel.
Take your time, brother. No problem at all. Man, you guys got a really nice website, Ed. Did you do this yourself?
I did not. Hold on, this guy's talking about advertising stuff. All right, hold on, here he is. All right,
perfect. Hey, nice to meet you, sir. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm doing great, man. Countdown to Friday's on, you know?
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Found Valley, California. That's where the company's based out of.
Okay.
I grew up in the town next over, actually, Huntington Beach, but yeah.
Okay, I thought you were actually through Google.
We're a Google Premier.
Okay, well, I thought you just said that's not the company you just said, though.
Well, he's a partner of Google.
Our company is Local Splash.
Google. I use it every day. Does that make me a partner?
Right. So.
I thought I was talking to actual somebody from Google.
No, so we've been in business 18 years, coming up on 19, and a Google Premier Partnership badge isn't easy to get. Like, we offer all their products, Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, Google Search Engine Optimization. We maintain that Premier Partnership with them. You know, Google typically doesn't call out to, like, businesses, you know, but their Premier Partners do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many years have you been doing that with them?
I've been with this company 6 years. The company's been in business about 18 years.
Oh, a good part of Google's stretch.
After yes. Yes.
Bigger. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I just was under the impression that you were, from Google, and this was just part of their program to, to advertise and optimize.
Right, so this is their platform, like with Google Guaranteed, with the local search engine optimization, like I was going over with Ed, you know. But I don't work for Google directly. I work for Local Splash, and we're a premier partner with Google. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So I guess when we get calls coming in, and you guys are checking to see, if they're legit leads.
Yes.
Who's actually handling that? Is that you or is that actually Google?
It's interesting. It's actually an AI. So, what happens in the...
paid for the AI? You or Google?
Google is. So Google's guaranteed program is through them. You'll have your own tracking on it too.
Yeah. So you guys are just selling it for them.
Yeah.
Marketing and okay. That's what I was wondering. I just wanted to make sure Google was going to be handling the calls, and just because
You sound like a swell guy, but I just, you know, I've never.
You just want to be
it.
Safe.
I've heard
yeah.
I, like once or twice now.
Yeah. I think everybody's heard
I'm
of Google.
Every day.
For sure. Even well, outside of work, Google's my go-to. You know.
It is. That's the whole thing.
For
so
sure.
What do we
sure.
got to do to get set up on that then?
Yeah, so me and Ed, we talked about two different platforms combined, our ideal package,
yeah.
Which is basically the Platinum package, which includes 15 keyword phrases organically, meaning there's no,
yeah.
like, lead fees, click fees, call fees, nothing like that, okay?
Okay.
You're also getting 60 online directories, and this is just to help you meet Google's algorithm. So we're going to increase
okay.
your online exposure by submitting
yeah.
you out to directories like Facebook, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, even Amazon Alexa. So literally all
okay.
across the net. Okay. You're going to
yeah.
also have a social media advertising campaign for you. So this is like Facebook and Instagram retargeted ads. Okay.
Okay.
So if they don't pick you on Google, when they go to Facebook or Instagram, your ad is going to show
up
on their feed. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's amazing too. And it's bundled
yeah.
in with your package too. Also you do get a tracking and reporting system. This is to show you like all your searches, clicks, calls, views to the website and your Google guaranteed leads that are coming through. And it will say next to each paid lead, like for Google Guaranteed, paid or unpaid, which means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Which Google's AI picks up automatically, right?
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. There's keywords that the AI uses to determine if it's a viable lead.
It's crazy how accurate it is, but to safeguard it, we give you a tracking system too. That way, if one does come through and it says paid, but it's actually unqualified, just shoot me a text.
Yeah.
We'll deal with it for you. But I haven't run
yeah.
into that very often. And now, on the flip side, I've actually seen this one time, and my client was like, you know, Miss Honesty. You know, like, it said unpaid,
yeah.
right? And it was an actual qualified lead. If you run into that, that's just a free lead.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So, yeah, we're not going to, like, dispute to charge you for
I,
it,
I
obviously.
I don't think the AI is going to give us too many.
Yeah, I've only seen that happen one time. So just,
okay.
yeah, but so for the Google guaranteed portion of this, right, there's an application process.
There's a lot of good ones, but there's a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, we're actually, one of the guys is here, he's listening, and he's just like, man, I'm looking at the reviews here, and he's like, it's about 50-50. Half the people say it's awesome, the other half say it's a scam.
Well, if you look, I'm glad you guys brought those up. In all our emails, too, we include a link to our Google reviews. We have a 4.2 rating on there, and you're going to notice some of the majority of, like, any of the one-star ones on there. They weren't even actually
yeah.
a client of ours. Like, it'll say that, you know, we called too much or whatever the case, right? So,
trying to solicit them. They said you were just calling too much.
Right. And you got to understand, too, from the business owner, like, you guys get multiple calls regarding, you know, search engine optimization all the time. So sometimes, because we're real upfront about who we are, we're like, hey, we're Local Splash, yada, yada, yada. So we have gotten some negative reviews for that, but the majority.
Hey, how long?
Go ahead.
If we get rolling with this, do we have a set time we have to do it?
Yeah. You mean the timeline?
Only 3 months. I'm like, these guys are not really changing my life.
Oh, I get what you're asking. It's month to month, no contracts here. The reason
okay,
we do it that way is we're
okay.
confident. Like, once you see the results, you'll stick it out with us.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have verification of how many leads come through you guys.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The Google Guaranteed portion, too, like, when those come through, it'll say LSA lead on your phone, so you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead every time.
What was the guarantee? It's up to 2,000?
That's for the client. So the client is given up to $2,000 of insurance if they booked your services through Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, that's it. I,
and you also manage your website and Facebook, right?
Yeah, what are you going to do as far as Facebook? It's going to be running the banners across, right? I mean,
yeah, so Facebook, we're going to post on it weekly. Also, we will be doing Facebook and Instagram retargeted ads. So, like, if somebody types in, for example, plumbers near me, anywhere online, not just Google, when they go to their Facebook or Instagram feed, your ad is going to show up on their feed.
Up there, okay.
Yeah. The website, you guys already have a really good-looking website, you know. So I was talking to Ed about this, too. We don't have to revamp your site because it has the SSL certificate and the phone number at the top. But if you guys want us to, we do offer that, too, and it's included in with your package.
That's actually through another company. They kind of maintain that website.
Okay, okay. Yeah, they did a great job. It's a multi-page site, phone number at the top, SSL certificate. So if your site didn't look good, I'd recommend to you, hey, let us go in and revamp the whole thing, you know? But, yeah, we don't really need to do that, but it is offered a part of our services.
So, yeah,
we
can get it
cheap. Oh, you said something about transferring ownership from the Google thing to us too?
Yeah, so the Google business profile, you're still going to own it. What you're going to have to do, though, is add us on as manager. Oh, I remember, Ed, you don't have access to it, right?
Okay. We aren't the owner of it.
Okay, so what's going to have to happen, and we have like three main people that focus on this all day, they're going to do a claim process through Google, where what they're going to do is they're going to make you the owner of the Google business profile, so you'll be sent the new login credentials. They don't restart it, though. Yeah. And we're going to be added on as a manager to the Google business profile. That's done within 7 to 14 days of startup is our timeline on that.
Yeah.
And then the Facebook, you can get access to, so you guys can use that.
We can get an early one. We could post stuff on that. We just don't. Nobody ever takes the time to do it. But who cares if we got ads going by? Sky's gonna do it. So, okay. So what do you need to start? Do you need some kind of credit card?
So the pricing, right, for the ideal package, because you have the platinum package, which is at $299 monthly. And then you have the one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed. That's to submit your license, your insurance, run the background check.
Have all the papers that you...
Yeah, we have the stuff, yeah.
We have them all printed out, so he's looking at them.
So the Facebook ads for a month for 100.
So the first month,
Yeah.
Okay. And then every month after the first, they said it's only going to be that.
$299. Yeah, so
$299.
They're basically holding up for the $550, and it goes
right back to the
$300.
How many other plumbers?
Yes,
the
exactly.
Pay-per-Google Guarantee?
Yeah.
Mr. Reuters, Falco.
So we're going to be
other people.
I'm not sure. Yeah, how does that work? Do they rotate for the top one?
They do rotate. So there's three main focuses on that to show up at the top. One's going to be reviews. So we're going to help you with a request review function. That'll be something that you're going to be doing during your application process to try to just boost up as many reviews as possible. Also, your answer rate. So what we recommend, we work with multiple Google Guarantee clients. You want to have your leads on when you're able to answer. So if you have a bunch of missed calls, that's going to hurt your ranking in the Google Guaranteed section. Okay.
They're never missed. There's always somebody to answer the call.
Right. And so you're perfect there then. The third thing, so if there's multiple companies, let me look in your area right now to see.
There's got to be four, I think.
Four shouldn't be a big deal. So right now there's only two with their leads on currently. So you shouldn't have to do this, but let's say, because Google Guaranteed is becoming more and more popular, let's say there's like 20 with their leads on, right? We have a trick here where what we can do, and a lot of companies don't know about this, okay? We'll bid like $1 or $2 more for your lead. We let you know before we do this too, okay? In your situation right now, you shouldn't need it because there's only two with their leads on. So when you turn your leads on, you're going to be 1 through 3 already. But let's say there's multiple companies. We're able, if needed, and if your answer rate's high and your reviews are high, you shouldn't need this. But if needed, we could bid like $1 or $2 more, which will put you towards
back
the top.
To the top of the pile.
Yes. Little trick here that we use, you know.
Yeah, I mean, in the big picture, what's a dollar?
Exactly. And because a lot of these companies don't know about that, they usually just bid the lowest amount. They don't know about the bidding feature. So we just raise it by a dollar or two, and we let you know before doing it, right? And we only do that when we see it. Like, if you're, like, number 20, we're like, we need to get you up. So then we do that bidding feature to get you higher on the list.
Is somebody going to call from your company every now and then just to see how things are going?
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be your account lead on this, right? Really active in my Google
Edward
Guarantee. What's that?
Yeah. So you'll keep calling Edward here?
Yeah, yeah, and he'll have my direct line and extension. So anytime you guys call, if I'm on the phone, I always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them.
Okay.
Now, you're on two separate packages. So you're going to be assigned to our tech team that handles the local SEO, right, the Facebook ads, the search engine optimization. And then you're also going to have an assigned lead technician. This is the person, like, managing your leads. And everything's in-house. So you're not going to, like, different companies is what I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Ask him about the keywords.
Yeah, the keywords, I mean, what's that something? You got 15 is what? You said, what, 15 keywords too?
So for your local SEO, which is, like, showing up organically in the map section, right, as a top recommended option, those are customizable. So you can use any type of keyword that you want related to your services, right? On Google Guaranteed, though, they have preset subcategories, right, which is in that Google Guaranteed email I sent you. So just to kind of, like, name them, there's, like, unclog drain, install faucet, repair faucet, install garage disposal. The list goes on and on and on. So you're going to want to turn on the type of leads that you want for Google Guaranteed.
So that's – you kind of got to pick out of those, or those are –
Are
those extra ones?
No, you get a pick out of them. Those are extra ones. Yeah, Google Guaranteed, separate from your local SEO that you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, this is really most of the...
So we don't have any of our grease traps on there getting...
Yeah, no, that's a roto... Well, we can't power snake. And yeah, we can... okay, so what do we do? How do we get those extra keywords to you and stuff? I mean, is that...
They're going to go over that in your client interview for the local SEO. Those you're going to be able to use, like, specific keywords that you want. And our techs are experts in keyword phrases, so they'll pull up exactly how people are searching it in your area. And they'll obviously go over them with you, too, to make sure, like, they're the services that you provide, you know.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I just, but I see the minimum budget there.
Mm-hmm.
It says like $331 a month.
Yeah, so that's for 13 leads. So what would happen with the Google Guaranteed platform? Okay, and that's the minimum budget requirement. You could always set a higher one.
Do you get a maximum?
No, there is actually no maximum on Google Guaranteed. So if you wanted, like, for example, like 100 leads a month or 200 leads, which I have somebody in Florida doing that, right? You could set your budget much higher, but that's the minimum budget that I'm required to go over you with is the 13 qualified leads. And that budget will not be charged until your Google Guarantee application is approved. And it's not auto-charged. You're going to get a text, email, and phone call verification making sure you're ready to turn your Google Guaranteed leads on.
Just once a month, we'll just pay the lead fee?
Yeah, correct. And it rolls over, too. So, like, for example, let's say you took on one qualified lead and you guys just got, like, swamped. You're booked the whole month and you decide to pause them, right? Or let's just say only, like, one qualified lead came through that month. The following month, you're not charged $331. You only charge for that one lead you took on, the $25.33.
Okay. That sounds fair enough, too. I mean,
yeah,
we always figured a lot more than that for every lead, so.
Right. Right. Best lead program on the market currently. You know, you don't share the leads. You have an auto dispute system. Like, you show up at the top of the page, not only for your local area, but for everywhere you want to target. As long as you have, like, the licensing and insurance for those areas, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, I guess I'm on board.
All right. Awesome. So let me just verify some business info to make sure that we're branding you guys online correctly. So the company name, is it licensed as Drain Masters?
Yes. Drain Masters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
LLC. Yeah.
LLC. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me get that. And let's see. This phone number, so I have multiple numbers for you guys. Which one do you want branded online?
Do the 363-7802.
363-7802. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to make this the business line. And I'll keep Ed's phone number on as the cell phone. Does that work?
He can. He likes doing that. He's kind of... if we gotta change it,
if I miss the call for a bit, I can call him back as long as you guys are open, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you guys have 3 hours on us, so it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, so yeah, definitely. Because he's still in school.
Okay.
Get him more involved.
And if it's ever after hours, Ed, and you need to pause your leads, you'll do that from your tracking system. And I'll show you how to do that as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So I got the 7802 as the business line. Okay, so the Google business profile, we're going to do the claim process for that. What is, do you guys know the business address that you had it registered at or no?
We do a lot of stuff to a P.O. box number, but are they going to want a physical
Want a physical address, yeah. They don't accept P.O.s anymore.
I think we're going to have to put 6053 Peterborough Road, Oneida, and that's O-N-E-I-D-A, New York, and that's 13421, yeah.
Perfect. It always pops. Like, I just start typing it in, and it pops up manually. That way I don't mess the spelling up.
Yeah.
So I got 6053 Peterborough Road. That's in Oneida, 13421. And you guys want that address hidden online, correct?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, not, I guess I don't, it doesn't really matter that much, but it's probably easier if it is.
Okay. If it's a residential, we always recommend to hide it. That way you don't have random people driving to your house, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I do get that sometimes, and it really, usually it doesn't bother me, I mean.
Right.
But.
Okay. Well, it's as easy as a click of the mouse, too, if you ever wanted to change it. Like, if you're like, hey, let's show the address, we can always change it to that as well. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Website, so the correct one is drainmasters.net. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And let's see here. Okay. For your Google Guaranteed application, your welcome email, your initial invoice, do you want that all sent to the office at drainmasters.net?
You betcha.
All right, awesome. And let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, and what's your name, sir?
Edward.
Edward, okay. I got Edward Jr. and Senior, huh?
Edward Jr. and Third.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'm
good
the Junior,
stuff.
So he's... The other average you were talking to he's the third.
Oh, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Right. And just for account purposes, guys, what's your last name?
It's DeMezes.
Got it. Okay. So that's DeM as in Mary, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, Z as in Zebra, E as in Edward, S as in Sam?
I think you've got an extra EM.
Okay.
It's D E M E N as in Nancy E Z E S.
Got it. Got it. All right. Yeah, I did have it wrong. Yeah, so I changed it right now.
Yeah, extra E M. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that Greek? Just curious.
It's supposed to be Portuguese, but it's
Okay.
But it's not exactly. You know, when they get off the boat, it got changed up a little bit, but.
Got it, got it. My stepson, he's like 25% Greek, you know. So
yeah,
yeah. So that's what I was asking. All right.
A lot of these names get changed. Boy, you look at them, and after they got here, yeah, they change all the stuff. So
right.
We try to Americanize it.
Right. My stepson's dad's name is like Stelios, you know? So, I don't know. It just sounded like a Greek name to me. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
All right. So, Portuguese. Okay. So, let's see. Service radius, okay? How far do you guys want to target? Let's talk about the base package first. So, like, for the Facebook ads and the local SEO, like, how far do you want that to range out?
I was going to say 40 miles.
We can.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. And obviously the map will be a little closer than that, right? And then your Facebook ads will range that full 40. Google guaranteed you could show up as far as you want. So that's the next thing I was going to ask. On the Google guaranteed leads, do you want that same 40-mile radius?
I would say 40's comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you remember, you have the application process you're going through first, right? So if you ever, like, if you guys have, like, a list of cities or even zip codes you wanted to target for Google Guaranteed, some of my Google Guaranteed clients do it that way. Okay? So just kind of keep that in mind. All right. And let's see. For the Google Guaranteed leads, do you want those going to your same phone, the 315-363-7802?
Actually, yeah, one of the other guys is here listening. We're actually on speakerphone.
Oh, perfect.
And he's showing one of our bigger areas that we work in. It's really going to have to be 50 miles because we're Syracuse is kind of our better city.
Okay.
That's 40 miles away. So we do work around at Syracuse. We better do 50 miles.
Okay. So let's do 50 miles here.
Yeah.
And once we get going, like, let's say 1 week, you guys are like, hey, we want all our Google Guaranteed leads in Syracuse. We'll just target that area even, you know.
Okay.
So you guys could play with it how you want, you know, is what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
But just as of now, I'll put you in 50-mile radius, you know.
Yeah.
All right. For the Google Guaranteed leads, do you want those going to the same phone? The 7802?
That's just a phone number. I mean, it's, yeah, that rolls over into everything. So, yeah.
Okay.
I guess they will have to go to that.
Okay. And you guys, just so you know, and we'll get more into this too during the application process, but when the Google Guaranteed leads come through, you're going to know that it's a Google Guaranteed lead because it'll come through on your phone as LSA lead. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, so the next...
I'm not 100% sure how this is going to work, because, see, at night we use an answered service, so that number gets rolled into the service.
Okay.
So if the people call and get the service, I mean, I guess that AI is still about to tell if it's a viable lead.
Yeah, so if the answering service schedules an estimate with the lead, like if they schedule an appointment... Then
they
yes.
usually don't. What they'll do is just say, hey, we're going to have the technician call you right back.
Okay,
so
okay.
How is that going to work?
That should be fine. Let me get feedback on that, though, from one of our Google Guaranteed reps. Your other option would be, just like on Google Guaranteed strictly, to just use, like, your cell phone for that. That way, those never go to the answering service. They're just going directly to you.
I get that, but I mean, probably 3 weeks or 4 weeks a year if I'm, like, out of the country on vacation or something.
Right.
You know, I can't, you know, and I'm not going to remember to switch a different number over. You know what I mean?
Right.
The problem with that is, or sometimes you get work in an area with bad service. That's my only concern is the answering service and the leads, because.
Yeah, if they don't schedule an estimate, you're fine, right? But I'll definitely get feedback on that. If you're going out of town, though, like, let's say you go the route to use, like, a cell phone. Because I have another client that has an answering service, and he just preferred to use his cell phone, too.
He doesn't get that many calls, then.
No, only for Google Guaranteed. He uses his cell phone, you know. So
I kind of want to see how many come through first. I mean,
right.
I mean, yeah. If it gets to be two or three a day, and they're all coming in at night, then maybe I'm not so hip on that. You know what I mean?
Well, you can set the hours too that you're showing up on Google Guaranteed. So if you want them between, you know. You could do it 24 hours, right? But if you wanted it.
That's
okay.
The ones that are going to, those middle of the night ones are the ones that are going to pay better.
Right, the emergency service.
I mean, that's why we
kind of
want them,
yeah.
But we try to switch them, you know, everything comes into the service and the guys switch nights on call, so.
Right. Well, you should be fine. Like, if they're not scheduling an estimate, you should be good to go. But when you call them back, right, well, it would be on a different phone as well. So, here, give me one second. Let me ask real fast.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da.
38 miles.
What, Auburn?
Because of the Auburn Walmart.
You definitely want to drive funnier.
I'm just saying, but when you look at it on the freeway, it's 55 miles to Camillus. On Route 5, it's 49.
We're going right by the way the bird flies.
I'm just going to skip all of those and probably not be so good. I'll just check those two.
Nope.
Okay.
Not doing roads.
Yeah.
You know, you're going across, pulling off, and we're going.
Let's hurry to it.
All right, let me just get feedback on that real quick. Should be fine. I'm the main person that sets up Google Guaranteed here, and I know that AI is, like, super, like, accurate. But I just want to make sure, like, hey, answering service, it's fine. I'm trying to think of a client that has an answering service set up to it now, and I'm just, like, drawing a blank,
yeah.
You know. But
yeah, I'm sure, if anything, the AI, because it's going to be like somebody will call you back, you know, a technician will call you back is what they're going to say. And
right.
I don't know if that's to show up as a viable lead or not.
Well, it's supposed to be a scheduled estimate or a quote over the phone is the only thing that's qualified.
And that's what the thing is going to be is the answer services are going to give either.
Exactly.
So,
that's why
I'm
trying
to
get a little
feedback
on it.
We're going
to
screw Google. Going by that, Google's not going to screw us. We're going to get them.
Right.
One of those calls could end up being a viable lead.
You might have found a cheat code, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get feedback on it from right now. Because, like, how my question is, too, when you call that lead back from a different phone, right, how's Google going to pick that up, you know? So,
we're doing this now because I had the one here, like, well, I just checked it out on the phone. It said it was so many miles to there. When we get 50, that is a little ambitious. We really got to cut this back to 40. We have a 40-mile radius. We'll be more.
40-mile radius? Okay.
Yeah, hold on. We're putting it down. Yeah, in 40 miles.
But we don't get Baldwin until.
We do. Baldwin's way over there. That's in Fulton. We're almost in Fulton. Yeah, 40 miles is ambitious, but not horrible.
And we're not.
We'll see. If the radius does get to be too big, we can dial it back to 35. I mean, it doesn't sound like a big deal. That's a lot of acreage.
Yeah,
it's a lot of homes. An extra 5 mile radius, a lot of homes.
Yeah, and you guys don't have to do like a full circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you wanted to go so far east, so far west, so far south, so far north, we're able to do that too. You know.
Yeah, I mean, could you do it that way by counties?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Give me the counties.
Onondaga, Madison, Oneida. I don't want to get in touch with North. Could we try it with those three? Just
yeah, Yeah, absolutely. Give me one quick second, though. I'm just getting my spelling right on them.
I know we're kind of bouncing around a little bit, but...
No, it's perfect. Like, I want it to work out for you guys. Like, hit in all cylinders, you know.
Oh, true, yeah.
What was that first one you said? It wasn't Saratoga, right? You said
Onondaga?
No, Onondaga. Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a one.
O-N.
Got it.
Yeah. That'll be like the Syracuse area. Okay, then we live in Madison County. And then we'll have Oneida County will be east of us. That keeps us right along. I don't know if you have a map there, but I mean that keeps us centralized on the thruway.
Madison County. Okay, so I got this. So Onondaga County, Madison County, and Oneida County. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
That's perfect. What we want, yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay, so
we have a lot of friction with us to figure out what we really want, huh?
Yeah. You know, I have some clients that even do like zip codes. You know, so
well,
it's really.
We used to do that with targeted mailings. We used to, do mailings like that, and we would just hit some higher zip codes, and that was pretty effective back in the day. I mean,
right. No, for sure. I hear some clients hit on those and some don't, you know? So I guess it's just dependent on the area.
That's what you're doing, too. And,
right.
I mean, we just go by income areas, you know what I mean? It's,
right,
you know, we're not supposed to be like that, but, you know, we are kind of here to make money.
Right.
We do.
All right, so I'm pulling up the Facebook here.
You guys get paid by the lead, too?
Yeah, so I'll tell you exactly how much we make.
Well.
Yeah, we do for sure.
That's,
so
that's perfect. That's
it's actually really fair though. Give me one sec. I'll tell you the exact amount. I'm pulling it up right now. Da-da-da-da-da. All right.
What's that? How many
so,
guys?
No, how much we make off each lead? So Google charges us $19. We charge you $25.33 per lead.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it's really, good gig for you. You want us to do well.
Yeah, we do. We do, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so I got the counties. Let me go back to the Facebook. Okay, so I got the Facebook page pulled up as well. And you said you guys do have access to that, right?
I kind of missed you. I got two guys here trying to talk to me.
Oh, you're good, brother. I was just asking on the Facebook page. You guys do have access to that?
We don't ever do anything with it. We can have access to it. We just haven't. I had a girl that worked for me for a while that would play on it quite a bit, and she moved on to bigger and better things, and we just kind of don't really do much with it.
Got it.
Kind of have to start getting back on that.
Yeah, and that's part of our package, too. So you're getting that in there as well. I was just trying to make sure we didn't need to do a claim process on Facebook, too. So
no, I can get that.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know what she had for passwords.
Can you do a claim process on the website?
The website, no. We can't do a claim process on the site because there's gonna be like an owner of the domain, and whoever that owner is, like if you guys don't own it, you have to get them to grant you ownership. So there's no way for us to.
Yeah, because we used to have a tool with GoDaddy. I guess is how that works, right? And, used to buy a domain through GoDaddy, and like somehow, somewhere along the lines, something happened, and I don't know if it was one of the advertising people kind of took possession of it, kind of, and there was some little I kind of remember vaguely.
Yeah, so it's still registered with GoDaddy, so that's where it was registered initially, and it was a while ago, back in 2001.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it says October 2nd, 2001 is when it was created.
Shit. What time flies when you're having fun?
Yeah, so if you don't have access to that, that's something you would have to take up with GoDaddy specifically. We're a partner with Google, and we also work with like Meta too, so we could do claim processes on those two, but not the actual domain, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay. If they make a good one, or if they
actually make a good one. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So he told, so I got feedback on the answering service. So it says, yes, the lead phone calls will still go through to the client. However, they will not hear the automated voice message that tells them it's an incoming GG lead when you use an answering service. So that's kind of like a big deal too, right? But he did say the AI will still automatically pick up if it's a scheduled estimate or a quote given. So you're fine to use an answering service. The only problem is you won't have the message, and they probably don't have a caller ID, right, which shows them it's LFA lead, you know.
I would assume they have caller ID. How can they not?
Right. On answering services, usually it's like called to a specific number and it bounces it back somewhere. So they may not be able to see that it says LFA lead though. You'll still see it though in your tracking system. Like it'll say paid lead and you'll see each lead that came through, you know?
Okay.
So I'd recommend you could start it with the answering service, and if you're like, if you want to switch it to your cell phone later, I mean, you can always do that too.
If it starts looking like I'm paying for stuff I'm not getting, I guess that's how we'd have to do it.
Right. And you should be still good on that, you know, but just in case, like if there is an issue or a hiccup, just know you can change it to the cell phone as well.
Okay.
Okay, and that would be just Google Guaranteed only. You don't have to change your Facebook stuff or the Google Maps section or any of that. I'm talking just Google Guaranteed strictly, you know.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll just play with it, see how it is. Okay, so the next step, what I'm going to do is schedule a client interview. This is where we used to do two separate interviews for Google Guaranteed and that Platinum package. Now we roll it into one just to make it more time convenient for you. So in this interview, they'll go over like keyword phrases, your Facebook ads, exactly how you want that to look. They'll start the claim process through Google, and they'll check your application and submit it, right, to make sure it was properly sent. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you guys, I do just need to secure billing information. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you, just outlining our service agreement, that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts.
Okay.
All right. Now, as far as the billing information goes...
Okay, is here's the question.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Get back. Okay, just suppose I'm now, in 3 months, I say I don't want to do this anymore. Am I going to have that? And I took a month off. Would I still have that startup fee again?
No, so the two, great question. So the $250 application fee, that's a one-time fee. So you, let's say you pause it for a year, right, and came back. Yeah. You don't have to pay that $250 fee ever again. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Perfect, okay.
Okay. All right, so good question, too. The billing address, is it going to be the same 6053 Peterborough Road, or is it different?
No, actually, we try to bill everything to the post office box.
Okay, got it. So P.O. Box
271.
Okay.
And the zip on that's going to be 13409.
Got it. Is that still Oneida?
No, should be Munsville. Okay.
Got it. All right. So let me
did it come up with that?
No, it didn't. So on our billing, I have to manually type it in.
Okay. It's going to be Munsville. It's M-U-N-N-S. Bill.
Got it. Let me jump over here. Give me one more second because this thing's tricky. I just want to make sure I got the spelling right. It's two N's, right? So M-U-N-N-S, Ville. Is that correct?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. That's probably what you said, and sorry, I missed it. Alright, so let me...
You got the 13409, right?
I do, yes sir. P.O. Box 271. Perfect.
Yep, perfect. Okay, that's good on the billing.
Alright, and the name on the card, is it your first and last name, or is there a middle initial too? Okay.
Hold on, let me get it out.
All
Okay, this one is...
Yeah, it is the Edward L.
Okay, got it. All right, and the...
No numbers after, just Edward L. Dominguez.
Perfect. And the card is a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover. All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
Say 4154.
Mm-hmm.
1790.
Mm-hmm.
8790.
Mm-hmm.
0286.
Expiration date?
02/25.
All right, and the CVC code
is 860.
All right, perfect. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I've assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. It'll ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay?
Yep.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Drain Masters LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Edward L. Dominguez, Jr., and I am the member/owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
I am, yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, let me get that straight again. Do I agree to do what?
So what it means, right, and here, I'll reread it real quick. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And let me explain that one to you because we get a lot of questions on that particular part. I really wish they would just word it differently. But basically
– if we're doing something that's going to contradict what you're doing, he's like, no.
Yeah, so we don't want you to hire, like, another company to do your Google listing because they might go in and, like, mess some stuff up. This is what it is, you know?
No, I get it.
So, okay, perfect. And if you ever want to do something else and you're not sure if we're already doing it for you, I'm sure you will be. But if you're not sure, just call me, and I'll let you know, like, oh, yeah, we're doing that, or, you know, no, we're not doing, like, Yelp ads or whatever the question is, you know?
Yep.
All right. So this next part – your investment for the initial setup for the ideal package is going to be billed today's date. That is August 8th, 2023. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $549. Okay.
Yeah.
Now after your agreement, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $299. Okay. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. I have that thing, like, memorized, and I started fumbling on the payment part.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a lot to digest this quickly, and I just wasn't quite sure what they were implying. I assumed it was just, if anything, it was going to contradict – your plan, you know, you kind of need to know.
Exactly. And it's for your guys' safety, too. Like, we don't want you to hire multiple companies to, like, do the same thing. You know, yeah. And it could really actually hurt your ranking. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's get this client interview scheduled, and then I'll explain the emails that should be coming through to you now. Give me one quick second here. Okay, so we're going to block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually, if it's just the base package, it takes like 30 minutes. Since you're on the ideal, though, I expected it to be about like 45 minutes or so. Okay. What time works best for you guys tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yes.
You guys don't start until 10 o'clock our time, right?
Yeah, so 10 a.m. is the earliest appointment. The latest appointment tomorrow is 6 p.m. Then they have all 6 your time. Yeah, your time.
That should almost work for us, because I'd like my kid here too. Just to, what do you think, Al? You want tomorrow at 6? No, I don't know what exactly going on tomorrow. I mean, we can aim for 4 if something's... We wouldn't know. Okay. So can we plan on 4 tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if something comes up and you guys need to reschedule, either one of you guys could just text me and I'll do it for you. Or you could call too, like whichever's easier
Sounds
for you.
Sounds great. Yeah, and then we'll plan on 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in 1 second here. It's going to say local splash onboarding appointment. Ideal package, okay?
Yep.
And 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming, all right?
Yep.
And the way this is going to work, so what's going to happen, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? As
yep.
long as I'm not on the phone with another client, and I'll try to be available for this one for sure,
sure.
I'm going to call first and introduce you to the technician, okay? If I am on the phone, though, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, perfect. So you're invited to that, and let me jump back over here. Okay, so you're going to be getting a few different emails, okay? One of them is going to be titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins, okay? It's going to have a lot of stuff on there, like yada, yada, yada. The most important thing you're going to see, there's a blue hyperlink, which has the application form. Okay. What
okay.
I'll do too, just so you guys have it in a few places, I'm going to text Ed, Ed the third, the application form as well. That way he has it via text message too. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. And let me double check. So a couple more things you guys need to know on that Google Guaranteed application. So as far as the background check goes, Google has two different companies that perform them. They're both trusted, good companies. One
yeah.
is Pinkerton, okay? If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. If Evident does the background check, they're going to ask you to trigger you a text where you scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay? And they'll be able
yeah.
to let you know which one of that or which one of those in the client interview tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the other email you guys should have gotten, okay, is action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's going to be for your claim process, okay? So really important, it's going to ask you for, like, some pictures, like business license, insurance, business card, business registration. Anything you have on there, you're going to want to click on the link and just attach a photo of it, okay?
Okay.
And I know it's, like, kind of redundant, but you're putting it in the Google Guaranteed application. And some of that same info, you'll put in the pictures needed for verification because they're going two
okay.
separate places, okay? So just a heads up on that.
Tomorrow I should almost have my secretary just print out some insurance certs.
Perfect.
What are we going to need for, as far as like articles of corporation too and stuff? I mean,
yeah, so for the Google Guaranteed, it's going to require your license, your insurance, and then the background check. You guys already have the required amount of reviews. 5 reviews is the minimum. So you guys are already good on that. Okay. For the advanced verification to claim your Google listing, okay, that's going to require the license and insurance as well. And then like a business card, not like a credit card, like cards you pass out to your clients. They want to see like a picture of that, right? Also, an invoice if you have one, workplace. Yeah, so, and you can like block off any info you don't want them to see. They just want to see that you're a legit company and it's your company.
Yeah
that's all it is, you know.
Okay.
So, and what I'm going to do too, is since I already know you guys are going through a claim process, I'm going to send that over to James and at our company. That way he could get started on that ASAP. Okay. Okay. And then I know we send you a ton of emails, okay? The last one I want to talk about. So the Google Guaranteed campaign begins. Most important thing on there is the application. And then the action needed pictures for Google verification, right? That's going to be for the claim process. The other one you're going to want to review, you're going to see local splash initial invoice. When you open that, it'll have a blue hyperlink that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, that is going to show you everything that you paid for in writing.
Okay.
The MySite custom website you see on there, ignore that, because we're going to rock and roll with your guys' site. But if you ever wanted us to, like, change the website, right, that's included in your package as well at no additional charge. Okay. All right.
So if we needed you to make a new website for us, you could do that for no charge?
Yes, sir. No charge. It's already on your package. You were already invoiced for it. It'll say $0 my site. Yes, sir.
But if it's just as nice as the one that you're looking at that's there now?
I'll show you an example right now. Here, I'm going to send it to your phone right now, Ed.
That's what I was on the company does away. Maybe ditching them. Try this for a little while and just see how it works.
Okay. I just sent the text, the example of the like a plumbing site in demo mode. And I'm sorry, what were you saying, Ed? I missed that last part.
Oh, just the company that does the website now.
Mm-hmm.
If I kind of get rid of them and put more into this, I just, we use your website. Let's see what you got. You got to get by the line of dudes.
I just sent you a demo-moded one, too. So, like, our website department is amazing. It's ran by Celine and Steve. They'll customize it for how you want it to look. So we can make it similar to what you have now. We can even offer, like, a scheduling feature on there. We're able to make it e-commerce, you know, which they could pay on the site. Yeah.
Different software to do that, though.
Okay, yeah, so they'll, if you have a software like a link, they're able to add it into the website. That way they could click on that and it goes directly to your schedule. We have some clients that do that.
Yeah. So a lot of companies do the service site and that actually schedule bills, all that stuff. And I think it's a little easier to start scheduling with that. But.
Right. So just keep it in mind, though, like if you guys want us to build the site, right, it's included at no additional charge. Right now, though, I just have your site in there. That way they can rock and roll with that. The website timeline, too, that's 7 to 14 days, just so you guys know. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not doing anything right away with them. I'm going to keep them, too, for a while. If this, if you really pan out, which I think you will, then I'll get rid of them and we'll try to put more into this.
Yeah, absolutely. And the website